You're listening to SBS News.
Following the collapse of communism and the breakup of the former Soviet Union, more than 10,000 people found themselves displaced and undocumented in southern Kyrgyzstan. Statelessness affects millions of people worldwide, depriving them of legal rights or basic services and leaving them politically and economically marginalized, discriminated against, and particularly vulnerable to exploitation and abuse. Lawyer Azizbek Ashurov's family was among the stateless people facing immense difficulties after moving from Uzbekistan following the dissolution of the USSR in 1991. He eventually succeeded in overcoming the administrative hurdles for his own family and set up an association offering free legal advice to stateless people in southern Kyrgyzstan. Now he's been given a special award by the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR. The Nansen Refugee Award honours extraordinary service to the forcibly displaced. Filippo Grandi is the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees.
Today, it is my great pleasure to announce that the winner of the Nansen Award for 2019 is sitting next to me, Azizbek Ashurov.
Mr. Ashurov went on to support his government's bid to become the first country in the world to end statelessness. Key measures included the authorities' decision to cancel all fines for people whose status was irregular. Another successful initiative saw mobile legal teams, often on horseback, which travelled to remote mountainous areas in search of marginalised groups. Mr. Ashurov paid tribute to the people he worked with.
This award not all about me, of course. This I'm more than confident that this award word of people who devoted themselves to work on end statelessness around the world. Our colleagues in Kyrgyzstan, our government officers who was involved on this work, UNHCR colleagues who shared their great experience to achieve these problems. Yeah.
The UN estimates as many as 12 million people around the world are stateless. UNHCR spokesman Andrei Majacic says the consequences of being without a state are profound.
Well, the impact is dire on individuals and their families, and it's immediate and very difficult. It's a day-to-day struggle. Each and every one of us has some way of proving who we are. A document, a passport, an ID card, a library card, some piece of evidence that proves that we are who we say we are and that we belong to a particular nation. The stateless people do not have that.
Mr. Majacic says life as a stateless person removes the possibility of many things that the rest of society takes for granted, including hope.
That includes access to the basic things, access to education, access to medical care, access to being able to legally find work. It can also mean a life without the ability of forming a marriage or having a home or just simply to be able to move freely. So this is effectively a life for many that could be ending up basically on the margins of society without prospects or without hope.
Filippo Grandi says Azizbek Ashurov's work has helped make Kyrgyzstan the first country in the world to have eliminated statelessness.
It was very timely to give the Nansen Award to a champion of statelessness who in his country, Kyrgyzstan, has contributed to eliminate this scourge. This is the first country in the world that has eliminated completely statelessness, and I think it's very important to mark this occasion.
Since UNHCR launched the 10-year campaign to end statelessness globally in 2014, Mr. Grandi says that 220,000 stateless people had secured nationality. He says that's clearly not enough, but he expects more countries will soon sign up to a global accord at a high-level intergovernmental meeting in Geneva on Monday. Meanwhile, Azizbek Ashurov says he still has work to do.
It's a great privilege for me, as it has been for each winner before me. At the same time, I feel the great responsibility it brings. I think it will have to work even harder. I will have to work even harder in the future to prove worthy of this recognition. But I will do so with the great enthusiasm.
The award is named after Norwegian Fridtjof Nansen, the League of Nations' first High Commissioner for Refugees from 1920 to 1930. Alan Lee, SBS News.